Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
At lunchtime today, the European Central Bank is widely predicted to leave interest rates unchanged amid signs that inflation is slowly returning to the target of 2%. So what's this going to mean for spenders, for savers and for mortgage holders? Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie is here to tell us. So Dara, do the bankers think that they have beaten inflation?
Not quite, and that's probably why we're going to see interest rates remain where they are today, although it does look as if we might see a cut perhaps in September or October. But inflation is falling. We all know the cost of living crisis we've all experienced over the past 2 years, both in Ireland and indeed pretty much everywhere throughout Europe. But inflation in the Eurozone at the moment is still at 2.5%. It's down hugely from where it was only a few months ago, but it's still fairly significantly above the 2% target that the EU, the ECB targets. That's what it thinks is, stable prices. And until it gets down to that target, I think we're going to see a very, very cautious approach by the ECB to reducing rates. So today they'll make the decision just after 1 o'clock. And I think it's almost a guarantee that there'll be no movement. But hopefully, as I said, we might see a further decrease in rates in maybe September or October.
Because I've heard or seen recently that the Federal Reserve in the United States is contemplating a rate reduction as part of its next move. So how much more likely do you think that makes a rate cut as the ECB's next move?
Well, the ECB always is at pains to point out its independence, and they've said that what happens across the water isn't going to have much of a bearing on what they do, but they will be mindful of what the Federal Reserve is doing because they won't want to see too much of a gap in interest rates develop between here and America, partly because that can lead to downward pressure on the euro, which in turn can then actually lead to an increased inflation. So the fact that the Federal Reserve is maybe now thinking about easing interest rates at some stage over the coming week will make a cut here probably a little bit more likely. But like I said, the ECB is kind of at pains to point out that it is independent. Yeah. It's going to focus more so on the data here in Europe. And as I said, inflation in the eurozone is still at 2.5%, so it's above that 2% target that it wants to get down to. And there's still a concern around inflation, in particular in the services sector, more so than in products. And until that begins to ease and until wage growth begins to ease, I think you're going to see the ECB remain pretty cautious in terms of reducing rates, because it wasn't so long ago, Philip, that we were talking about maybe interest rates falling by 3 or 4 times this year. And now we're talking about maybe interest rates only falling 2 times. So there's been quite a bit of a turnaround in a short space of time.
And who knows, because we could have energy inflation over the course of the winter if we have a bad winter. So let's just leave the considerations of Washington and Frankfurt for one moment and talk about what this means on main streets around Europe. What does it mean for savers, first off?
So for savers, it's not good news, but the savings market in Ireland is a little bit unusual at the moment, because for a long time, of course, we had absolutely rock bottom interest rates, and then finally interest rates began to creep up. But Irish savers have over 150 billion resting on deposit at the moment, and the vast majority of that is still in accounts that pay little to no interest. And now that's gaining, I think, the attention of some overseas providers. So the online banks like Revolut, N26, Bunk, they've begun to look at that money and say, you know, we wouldn't mind some of that money that we can lend on to our customers at a better rate. So actually, we've seen savings rates in Ireland begin to creep upwards a little bit over the past few weeks, which is quite surprising, seeing as we've seen interest rates already being cut. Mm. But, Philip, I would say, if we see another cut in interest rates in either September or October, you would think that that is going to have to put downward pressure on savings rates eventually in Ireland, maybe not this year, but certainly as we move into next year. So it's not all good. I think when we talk about reducing mortgage rates, we always talk about the positives on the lending side, but we do forget that a negative of that is that savers and people who have money and their current accounts and in their savings accounts are going to get less money. But I would say to anyone who's listening, as I said, there's a lot of money resting on deposit at the moment out there in Irish bank accounts that hasn't been moved, that is earning practically zero interest. So if you're one of those people, you know, try go after those better savings rates while they're still available, as they probably won't be around for that much longer.
Do you see the lenders being any more generous or any more easy with their terms for those who are trying to secure a mortgage?
I think we will see further downward pressure on mortgage rates, particularly if the ECB cuts again in September or October. It has to be said, though, there has been some movement downwards in mortgage rates over the past few weeks. Pretty much all the main lenders, PTSB, Bank of Ireland, AIB, they've cut some or indeed almost all of their fixed rates for new customers. So that's obviously a good thing for prospective first-time buyers. And obviously tracker customers have also benefited automatically from any cuts. Variable rate customers maybe haven't been quite so lucky, although, mind you, they were shielded from a lot of the rate increases in the first place. But I would expect that we're going to see further downward pressure on mortgage rates over the coming weeks, and which is obviously good news.
Dara, would you put that down to what is being debated around boardroom tables in Frankfurt? Or do you think that the entry of Revolut into the mortgage market here might actually give rise to more competitive rates?
I think it's a bit of both. So obviously, lending costs have begun to ease, particularly on capital markets, where some of the banks raised a lot of their funds. But mind you, in Ireland, what really most of the banks actually get their funding from deposits because there's so much money on deposits. But I think the easing of interest rates is part of it. But the other part is, as you've alluded to, I think, is just that there is a bit of increasing competition in the mortgage space. Now, obviously, over the past 2 or 3 years, we've seen some very, very big exits. We saw KBC exit. We saw Ulster Bank exit. But there still is actually 10 mortgage providers in Ireland at the moment, if you were to include the credit union. So I think there's a little bit more competition in the mortgage space than maybe we give the Irish market credit for. And of course, now there's rumours that Revolut is going to start offering mortgages. Avant Money is saying that it's going to enter the retail sector over the coming months. So it might start offering current accounts and savings accounts. And then the online-only banks like Revolut and N26 are increasingly active in the savings space as well. So I think that's putting a little bit of downward pressure on rates, which is good. And we're kind of still in a very unusual situation in Ireland at the moment, where we have mortgage rates beginning to ease downwards, and yet savings rates are kind of beginning to creep upwards. So we have the very best of both worlds at the moment, but I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, particularly on the savings side. But I would expect mortgage rates to continue to ease a little bit over the coming weeks, particularly if the ECB cuts again later in the year.
Indeed. Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, taking the bump out of resigning.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.